From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I do not know how many people have asked this question. What do you think the future will hold? Well, we're going to be dealing. That's my first thing on the docket here today with this headline, Obama and the Politics of Concession. Whoa. And Russia takes aim at the asteroid. Oh, and that's a big one also. We'll be talking very much about what we're seeing up in the sky. Well, you know, friends, if you watch this program, what a comfort it is to hear Jack give reference to the fact that Jesus could come at any time. He is coming very, very soon. And yet I've heard people say, not in my lifetime, not in my lifetime. You ever heard that? Well, the Bible says to be watching. Watching, Jack, that's a real big word, watch.
Oh, Rexella, you need to hear next week's program and tell everyone about it, because there are 1,000 signs concerning Christ's return to earth to set up his kingdom. Every last one of them is either fulfilled or in progress right now, and the final sign is the dictator of the new world order is alive and waiting in the wings, and you're going to be shocked because this is what happens for the final 7 years before we see Christ here on earth. But first, 7 years before that, we have to be gone before the new world order is fully in effect. And so we could go up at any moment. And so Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore. He said in Luke 21, 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth. And that's the escape of the 21 judgments of the tribulation hour. We're going to be gone, praise the Lord. We'll hear the come up hither, Revelation 4, verse 1, and we'll streak to 187 trillion billions of miles in 11 one-hundredths of a second, the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. In 1 Peter 4, 7, he says, watch unto prayer. Now, wait a minute, you pastors who aren't preaching about it, 10,385 verses are robbing your people of a crown. Watch it. 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul says, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not for me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing, because they're watching and they've got signs. That's why Hebrews 10:25 says we are to encourage one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Well, if you can see a day approaching, then you know it's near, and you can't say, that'll never happen in my lifetime. Study your Bible. Get it right. And Rexella, so many of them say, nobody knows the day and the hour of Matthew 24:36. Right. But you're taking it out of context. You start with verse 33. Jesus said, you know when it's near. In fact, it's in the imperative in the Greek. I command you to know when it's near. How near? Even at the door. Now, when someone's knocking on your door, pushing your doorbell, you know how near it is. All you have to do is open it. Christ said you're going to know when it's that near. Not the day and hour, but the knock at the door. Jesus is coming. And so Romans 13, verses 11 and 12 says, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. It's that near. So we're to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Look up.
Joy. That's joy. I'll tell you, it's wonderful to have that anticipation, yeah. Jack, and know that the Lord is coming very, very near. Now, I wish I could give you a little bit more encouragement as to what some of the headlines are going to look like. The unseen bias in Middle East reporting. My, the journalists need to really give us the facts of what's happening in the Middle East. It's so important. Jack, how about it?
I believe that soon the tribulation hour will begin. It's a seven-year period recorded in Revelation chapters 6 to 18. And Jesus, talking about that time, said in Luke 21, 25, nations will be in distress with perplexity, in mass confusion. And then Paul could add in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. And I think if you've been following the news the last week, it's here.
And we want to go to that headline that really baffles my mind. And it's actually testing boundaries, friends, that the reporters are doing over there. Fact and opinion. Sometimes they're really giving the facts, but so often they give their own opinions. That should not be, should it, Jack? No. They should be giving what's happening.
And you'll always find that these journalists are against the Jew. Anti-Semitism reigns. And Jesus said to his people in his day, there's an hour coming when you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24, verse 9. And added in John 16, 2, the time will come that whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service. But you talk about twisted reports. Last night on Hannity, he had a guest by the name of Sarah Carter who said, I've just been on the war front in Afghanistan with our troops for 4 solid weeks. She risked her life to get the truth. And she said, our boys are saying if they'd let us fight, we could deal with the Taliban, we could deal with Al-Qaeda. But our hands are tied because we have a conciliatory Senate and Congress and President who wants us to just be very nice and make concessions. God forgive us.
Yes, Jack. Well, I'll tell you, friends, the federal intelligence officials had something to say about the Delta Airline passenger. And certainly Jack and I have gone into the Detroit airport at least 1,000 times. We have flown into that airport. It really moved my heart because he said he was acting on behalf of Al-Qaeda as he tried but failed to blow up a flight leading into Detroit. We'll never forget this. Terror attack fails on flight to Detroit. And dozens of names shifted to no-fly list. We're going to be talking about some of the countries that they certainly are keeping their eye on. And U.S. shuts embassy as Al-Qaeda plans attack in Yemen. Here's one. Hundreds of Al-Qaeda militants planning attacks from Yemen.
300, Rexella.
300, yes, ready to come. And experts concern U.S. homegrown terrorism on the rise. Oh, I don't like that. What we don't know may kill us. The Christmas Day terrorist attempt should make us think twice about how we're fighting or not fighting the war on terror. You know, friends, I want to combine two things here and have Jack analyze it for us, terrorism and the no-fly list. You know, Jack, it's too bad that we as Americans have to keep our eyes on certain countries because they are ready to produce terrorists around the world.
That's right, Rexella. The Bible teaches that the tribulation hour is coming, which lasts 7 solid years as recorded in Revelation chapter 6 to 18. It's going to be a horrendous time of heartache upon the face of the earth, and terrorism will inundate the world. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 37, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How was it in Noah's day? The whole world was filled with violence and terrorism, Genesis 6, 11. And believe me, it's coming and coming very, very soon. Right now, Iran has 40,000 suicide bombers ready to deposit in Venezuela. Chavez is all for it. And if they start coming into America with their cars and trucks and smashing into our buildings, God help the United States of America. But the thing that really shocks me, Rexella, is this no-fly list. The Bible teaches that during the tribulation hour, Armageddon will be fought, Revelation 16, 16. And Russia leads that battle. In Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, under the terms of Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, they are fighting Israel, mentioned 18 times in those two chapters. Now, here is the point. It's the war of the latter years and latter days, Ezekiel 38, verses 8 and 16. Don't tell me we can't know when it's near. This war is right ahead of us. And all these no-fly nations are actually predicted to be with Russia at that time. So I'm not shocked at what's happening.
Right.
Just look at Isaiah 17, 1, Syria. Ezekiel 38, verses 5 to 7. Psalm 83, verses 5 to 7. There you have all these nations mentioned. 12 of them that was on this list on CBS. What were they? Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Libya, Yemen, and all these other nations, Lebanon, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia. We could go on and on. It's here. But Rexella, I'll tell you, I'm so angry with these thugs that are sitting there waiting for a trial because of what they did at 9/11, killing 3,000 of our people, and this Reed who had the powder in his shoe to blow up that jet and failed, and this Nigerian who came now with equipment in his underwear to blow up another 270. Turn them over to the military courts and let them pay a price. My Bible says, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20:13. That is a misinterpretation of the Hebrew. The Hebrew is, thou shalt not murder. Jesus had it right in Matthew 19:19. Look it up. Now, in Exodus 20:13, where it says, thou shalt not murder, you turn the page to 21, verse 12, and he that kills a man shall be put to death. You can see the same thing in Leviticus 24:17. They ought to get these birds and put them to death. The sooner the better. And put a little fear in all these people who are going to try to come to America and kill thousands, tens of thousands. They're even talking about bringing suitcases with viruses and everything else. I'll tell you, the only way you can have peace is with Jesus. Now, does the Bible say we can have peace in times like this? Oh, yes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Martin Luther, some of my favorite verses, Psalm 46, 1. God is our refuge and strength, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed. Amen. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, John 14, 1. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, verse 27. Be anxious about nothing, nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your mind. Trust in Jesus. And by the way, is this a sign? Jesus again, Luke 21:9, we see wars and terrorism. Be not frightened. These things must first come before what? When they're happening? Verse 27, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. These are signs we're going home soon. I don't think most believers will be here for what's ahead of us. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jack, thank you so very, very much. That was excellent. I just want to add one more headline for you. I refer to this up front in the program, Russia Takes Aim at Asteroids. Whoa, Russia is doing something in outer space as well as right here, Jack.
Well, Russia is frightened as to what would happen because there is an asteroid called Apophis. And it is the size of a football field. And it's going to come so low from now up to 2030. They're just saying we don't know when, that with binoculars you'll be able to see it. But when it hits the Earth, wherever it is in the world, it will be equal to 100,000 Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs. Says it could destroy the entire planet. Thank God we don't believe the world's ever going to end. Isaiah 45:17, Ephesians 3:21. But terrible things are coming. And these are all signs for the tribulation hour. That's why Revelation 6:12 says, I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now, Carl Sagan says that's the effects of an asteroid hitting the earth and causing dust to go up so that everything is bleak and black for 4 months. And isn't that Joel chapter 2, verse 31, and Acts chapter 2, verse 20? And Jesus said, right at the end of the tribulation hour shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, because the asteroid problem is coming, and Russia says we've got to use nukes to shoot the asteroids out of space. Oh, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. You can have peace in a troubled world, and Jack is going to show you right now how you can possess peace and not be afraid of tomorrow. Jack, would you please show us right now?
Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in me, Jesus said, I'll give you that peace. Oh, Christ made peace through the blood of his cross. Look at me and pray this. Lord Jesus, what a troubled world. But Lord, you're coming soon. And I want to be ready, undoubtedly, to miss all of what was said today. because of the rapture. Lord Jesus, I need you. I have sinned. Forgive me for all my sin. Come into my heart now, Jesus. Wash me clean. Save me. And it's only because of your precious, holy, efficacious blood that I know I can be cleansed. Come into my heart, Jesus. Pray it in your name. Amen.
Amen. You know, friends, I'll never forget the day I prayed that prayer, and I trust that you just prayed it with Jack. I guarantee if you did, everything in your life is forgiven, and you're ready for heaven, and you can have peace now. Now, there's my address. Please write to me and let me know that you prayed the prayer, and I'll send you absolutely free first steps in a new direction. So please, please write. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. I just want to say, friends, that we've been talking about flying a lot on this program and how it can be a little bit queasy these days with terrorism and everything. I want to give it a different look right now. If God is your co-pilot in your life, change positions. How very, very true. Let God guide you through this life. We look forward to being in your home again next week. And until, do remember this, God cares for you so very much. Oh, how good it is to know the love of God in our lives today, especially. And so do we. So we look forward to seeing you every single week. Until then,